This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
I was looking at some of these statistics that have made their way across my desk last week. The South African Society of Psychiatrists is warning of the mental health impact of sports betting and gambling. And when I looked at the increase in problem gambling, is up to like 31%. And there's been a 55% increase in referrals for counseling and treatment. And that this is young people that are calling out for help from the ages of 18 to 35 has shot up. And there's definitely a problem. We see adverts for sports betting all over. Our favorite sports teams have got it plastered all over their kit. We're seeing stadiums being labeled with these companies' names. There's no lack of advertising out there, and more people are going out wanting to use it as an escape, wanting to use it as a quick way to make money, and they're running themselves into all kinds of issues. I get to welcome member of the South African Society of Psychiatrists, Dr. Bongonkosi Mafuse. Dr. Mafuse, good morning and welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Brad. Thanks and pleased to be here, and good morning to your listeners.
As I've been reading through this information, I don't want to try and make light of it, but man, we have a massive issue on our hands, don't we?
Yeah, honestly, it's another pandemic, I think, that is just blowing out of proportion. The gambling issue is something that is getting out of control. So I think this past weekend, they had a conference in Johannesburg just to try and address this issue that we are faced with currently.
Yeah, and it's people get involved in gambling, and now sports gambling is so easy, right? I mean, it's right there in on your phone. You don't even have to get in your car and go anywhere. You can just sit there. But I mean, just from your perspective, as a psychiatrist, I mean, that lure, the chemistry, the whatever it is that's attracting people, I mean, whatever it is, it's powerful enough to get you stuck to the point of financial, emotional, relational ruin. What's happening in the brain?
Brad, I think that's a very important question to ask. So one would have to think about the psychology of gambling. So research has shown that one of the most addictive ways to get the brain excited and to get the brain wanting to do something is what we call intermittent reinforcement. So it's a type of reward system where you win every now and then. So the intermittent response, whereas if you win all the time, the brain doesn't get excited anymore. If you lose all the time, it doesn't get excited anymore. But if you have wins that are unpredictable and in certain intervals, the brain tends to be always excited that the next bet is going to be a win. The next whatever I'm going to put through is going to be a win. So it's one of the most addictive ways in which our brain can get used to a particular routine. So I think the designers of these betting games or sports tend to use this type of reinforcement to just get the brain releasing that dopamine. You know, the specific addiction point in the brain is very active. And I think they've shown in some research studies where that particular brain area that controls addiction, that controls reward, tends to be very much active when it comes to sports gambling compared to someone who's not into gambling at all. So in the brain, there's a lot that happens, but it also goes to how these games are designed, because the research has shown that that type of addiction is the one that can bring in the betting companies the money that they need.
Yeah, and the issues here is not only this addiction to what's happening on your handset, and maybe I'm going to win now, or maybe I'm going to win now. We now need to move beyond just there's a problem, because now, of course, this is a financial situation. I mean, we were reading a news article 2 weeks ago telling us that there are students using their NSFAS money that's supposed to be for their food, accommodation, and studying. They're using that NSFAS money in their online gambling and their sports betting. But then this starts to trickle down beyond the finances. Now people are getting into legal situations. People are dealing with mental health conditions. People are turning to alcohol. People are turning to illicit drugs. It's affecting, and we're seeing an increase in domestic violence. I mean, the trickle-down effect of this is actually enormous.
No, indeed, Brad. I think our socioeconomic standing and environment just is fertile for such to happen. I mean, the unemployment rate so high. Most young people are using sports to try and create a wage or to create a salary for themselves. Whereas sports betting is meant to be a recreational sport, you know? Some use it for socializing, others use it to connect with people. It's supposed to be an exciting event, not one that is supposed to be you relying to survive, you know? So I think that's what leads, excuse me, that's what leads to these problematic sports betting. And as you said, that 24/7 access of these betting platforms also allows for such problematic behavior because you could wake up and easily start betting at any hour of the day. Whereas the traditional betting, where you have to wake up, go to a casino, it can be time consuming, and sometimes you can get away with it. But now it's right in the palm of our hands. So people have seen it as a potential source of income, and then they start losing what it was designed for, which was supposed to be for recreational use.
Dr. Mafuzi, there's one thing that I've noticed, though, in the statistics that were shared with me, that there's been a 623% increase in calls to the National Gambling Responsible Gambling Program. So it went up from 140,000 to over 1 million year on year. So as much as we have a massive problem, I'm also seeing a lot of people saying, "Help, I have a problem." So people are actually acknowledging, isn't that the first step to getting the help that you need to acknowledge? Heck, there's a problem.
Absolutely. So, what the regulators have put in place is to try and push these gambling platforms or betting companies to offer some of their profits in assisting persons that have problematic gambling or gambling use problems. So, I think those funds or budgets being available are assisting persons with problems because now, rather than advertising that a particular betting platform is available, they also send out SMSs or messages to say, look, if you've got a betting problem, here's the support that we can offer you. So there are various platforms that can do that, like your Gamblers Anonymous, the National Responsible Gambling Program. And I think the uptake is probably just the tip of the number of persons really suffering from a gambling use problem. But it really gets to show that people out there do need the help.
Yeah, I'm going to grab a few more minutes together, I think, because this is important. So, Dr. Mafuzi, what can be done? We've got to end this off with some kind of hope. If there's anybody listening this morning that says, "I'm caught up in this," or something similar, and I see the trickle effect and how it's affecting my everyday life and my relationships, and I'm hiding my phone from the people in my house that I care about because I'm ashamed, but I just can't stop. How do we help? How does it begin?
Brad, I think one, you must know why you're gambling. So one of the easiest things, well, not very easy, but to set a spending limit. Tell yourself that today I'm only gambling with an X amount and I'm not going beyond that. And you have to take regular breaks. So you can't be gambling 24/7. Maybe gamble every 3 days or every 6 days, depends on how your schedule works, you know. But you need to take regular breaks in between. And you need to avoid gambling when you're under stress or maybe when you are under influence or intoxicated by any substance. You just need to do it when you are in your right mind. I think those are some of the things that you can do. Then you can add what they call ad blockers on your web browsers or social media. So to try and block these betting adverts coming onto your feed all the time. And for those who are already in deep into the problem, they can also apply for what is called voluntary self-exclusion from any gambling activity. So you can ask the gambling program assistance to exclude you from any gambling platforms for a period of 6 months or 9 months or a year. So it can be up to you for how long you want to be excluded.
And if I'm saying I'm done with this, I don't want to do this anymore, but I do need help because the temptation is there. I need to speak to somebody. What kind of psychological intervention would you recommend?
So the National Responsible Gambling Program does have a toll-free helpline where they do assist persons. There are gambling board operators from the different provinces that are available who can help. So you go through a certain program to try and reprogram your mind to get away from the gambling problem. And I think maybe one can just go on and search National Responsible Gambling Program, and then you can find the different helplines that are available, which are usually confidential and toll-free.
And beyond this, if someone's saying, look, I'm prepared to put money in the game here and see my local counselor, psychologist, psychiatrist, would you recommend that if somebody really takes this seriously and is prepared to do whatever it takes?
Yes, definitely. Because, like I said, that gambling disorder is a recognized mental health problem. Therefore, your local clinical psychologist, your psychiatrist, can be able to assist you in trying to alleviate the addiction because it's treated more like an addictive disorder. So, definitely visit your local mental health practitioners, and they can be able to assist or refer if maybe they are not experts in dealing with this type of mental health challenge or problem.
That's the voice of Dr. Monginkosi Mafuse, member of the South African Society of Psychiatrists. Dr. Mafuse, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate that and your expertise. Have yourself a really great Wednesday.
Thank you, and thank you to all the listeners.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.